Blog Talk Radio.
Very
very first time tuning in to the Cultural Lindsay Show. We celebrate you. We thank you. And we thank those that may have referred you to the show. We know we have some people who are out there referring people to the show, and that is only because they feel that they're getting something out of the show. Well, there's a lot to be said for motivation, and there's a lot to be said for daily motivation. Do you know you have to get motivated every day? I forget who it was, but somebody said it's just like taking a bath. You bathe every day. So you got to get motivated every day. You know, there's one wonderful thing about motivation that I've learned, and that's you can get motivated, but how do we stay motivated? And I know I'm one of those persons that a lot of things can get me motivated, but then I had to. It was personal for me, y'all. I had to go and discover what can keep me motivated. And I think my first really sad situation with the lack of motivation, and probably the reason why God gave me this mission to talk about motivation, was dropping out of high school. Having gone from the kindergarten all the way up to grade 11 and then dropping out. In other words, failing. Failing to finish school, high school. And, you know, even though, yes, I picked myself up and went on and got a GED and all of that stuff was great, but it never left the back of my mind what happened. Why wasn't I able to finish? Just like in a race, why aren't you able to finish? If a runner is running and somehow they don't make it to the finish line, now it's not to say you're trying to make it to the finish line the same time as everyone else, but why not make it? What happened? So I began to privately and subconsciously examine this thing, so therefore it never left me. And then, on top of that, at age 23, when I went into the military, the United States Navy, the first thing they taught us, the moment we got off the bus, and that's a whole other story, I don't have time to tell you that here today, but the moment we got off the bus, they rammed motivation down our throats, and they told us that the only way we were going to succeed in that Navy was through being motivated. So I had to experience motivation. I was just, you know, doused in it right there. So I learned about motivation, and I learned that it is something that you need on a daily basis. I've been knowing that for a while now, that motivation is something that you need on a daily basis. But I didn't know how important that motivation is to success. You see, a lot of people, I'm afraid to say, but I'm saddened to say that so many people are trying to achieve great things in their life and big things, like graduating high school, graduating college, staying married, raising their children, starting businesses, writing books, making movies, all kinds of things, and they're not understanding how important it is to be motivated. So you can have a goal in life. You can have many goals. But if you are not motivated to bring that goal to fruition, you may never do it. I remember when I started out doing certain things, and I started out with a great motivation. And as long as I was motivated, I was able to complete it. As soon as the motivation left, as soon as I lacked motivation, what happened? I stopped doing the thing. And then when you get into those areas of business like multi-level marketing, that's the key. So then that's why, you know, once I got into a multi-level marketing program, that's when I really understood motivation. That's when it was really, like, driven home even more. Because that's why, you know, you see in a lot of those network marketing companies, you will find that they have motivators all around them. They have individuals who are all about motivation. They will bring in the top motivational speakers like your Les Browns and various people. Your Danny, I can't think of her last name right now, but Danny, some of you know who I'm talking about. They will bring them in because without motivation, none of those network marketing companies would work, because motivation drives habit, and habit drives success. You know, it's the habit of getting up. Like some people, you ever met people that have been on their job 30 and 40 years? And you wonder, how in the world did you do that? You know, I know sometimes I wonder, how did you do it? Well, it became a habit. And, you know, just like smoking cigarettes. You know, some people, it's a habit. They tell you in their heartbeat, oh, this is a habit. So once a habit is created, and it only takes about 21 days to create a habit. It also takes, believe it or not, that length of time to break a habit. But that's because you've created another habit of, say, not smoking or not working out or working out. So a habit, once the habit is created, you can keep it up, but you got to stay motivated. So they all go together, habits, motivation, and success. And there's another one I want to throw in there as well. But I'm going to go to the phone lines here and see what we have going on. Again, welcome to the Coach Melissa Show. If it's your first time tuning in, we're so glad that you decided to join us this morning, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. each and every weekday morning. We're here live on the air. You're welcome to call in if you have a comment or a question. Also, every week on Wednesdays, we have an added special treat because we are joined by my co-host, Mr. Versi L. Walker. He is the author of Success, How I Ended Up Here. It's an awesome book. You're welcome to go to his website, versiwalker.com. You can go to his website. You can get his book. You can read his book. That's one key to motivation. One of the keys to staying motivated, I should say, because again, it may be easy to initially get motivation, to get motivated, but how do we stay motivated to complete the thing that is our goal, the thing that we want to do? And so one of the keys is to do it every day. A little dose of motivation goes a long way. So for some people, that's why they tune into this show. Because this is your dose of motivation. But you also need to be reading something. You know, there's nothing like the written word on paper. And then you also need to be journaling about your motivation, what you're going to do. When you write something down, it just becomes so permanent. Because even if you lose the paper or misplace it, you'll find it again. Possibly even a lot quicker, especially if you have a designated area of where you keep your tablets and your notebooks and your journals. You can just pick it up and look back through it. Keep it handy. Keep it on a bookshelf, on a nightstand, near your bed, on the dresser or somewhere, in your desk or drawer. Keep it handy so you can look at it often. But certainly if you write down your goals, your aspirations, you will see that you will achieve them a lot faster. You know, the Word of God tells us, write the vision and make it plain. Write it down. It's much plainer. It's much clearer. You can read over it. You can fine-tune it. You can add to it. Thinking and reading and writing, it all goes together. Hand in hand, thinking, reading, writing, speaking, they all work together. Success. Motivation, what exactly is motivation? What exactly is success? If you really want to achieve success in life, in any area of your life, relationships, health, finances, education, career-wise, spiritual, those are like the main areas of life and family. If you really want to achieve success in life, you want to know what it is. What is success? You want to have a working definition for the word success, and you also want to have a working definition of what motivation is and how the two go together, how they work together. Of course, you're going to bring in goals and objectives, and also you've got to consider self-confidence. You know, I was talking to some people just the other day, and unfortunately, what many people lack in terms of achieving success, they lack self-confidence. And sometimes when a person lacks confidence in themselves, it's very, very hard to motivate that person. Very, very hard to motivate them. Yet, in order to get self-confidence, you have to get motivated. So it's a very fine line that you're walking down if you're trying to help. That's why a lot of times you'll find teachers and parents, they have a very difficult time trying to motivate their children because they don't know how to bring out that child's self-confidence and or to get them motivated so that they can work on their confidence. But sometimes what builds confidence is when you're motivated. Motivated to do what? Motivated to achieve some goal or some accomplishment. Now, here are some things that I've learned about motivation and success and self-confidence. Certainly, when you do not make the connection, it's going to be so much harder to achieve. So first, let's look at what motivation is. Let's look at a definition that I found right here on the internet. So let's look at a basic definition of motivation. So motivation is what they call action. That's what motivation is, action toward a specific direction, a specific purpose, a direction toward a behavior. Okay, so what caused that direction toward that behavior is sometimes we call that the motive. In other words, if a person is behaving by going to work, that's the behavior. What's motivating that person to go to that particular work? Some people are motivated to go because of the money, because of the paycheck. That's their motivation. Some people are motivated by the actual work itself. Some people just love doing that kind of work, and that's what motivates them. Some people are motivated to go to work because that's what they've seen their parents do, and they feel that it gives them a good feeling. They just get a good feeling inside. So you have those, you know, internal, and then you have your external type motivations. So there's an intrinsic motivation, which is inside. You just get that good feeling. It just feels good. You feel it's the right thing to do. Or you could have the extrinsic motivation. It's, you know, the outward reward, the paycheck, the pat on the back, the acknowledgement. So these are the basic two types of motivation, intrinsic and extrinsic. And people are different. You cannot, just because you're intrinsically motivated, let's just say you're a leader and you have a staff working under you or you're part of a team, just because you're intrinsically motivated, you can't assume, you cannot make assumptions that everyone else is motivated the same way. Some people are motivated more from the external. So that's the first thing, is to see what is motivating each person. You could be a parent with two children, and one child could be motivated intrinsically and the other child extrinsically. Therefore, you have to do different things for each child in order to get them going, to get them motivated. Now, here's what I like to say and think sometimes when it comes to motivating people is, let me see, I can pretty much tell what motivates you just by watching you. Now, some people say, well, I'm not motivated at anything. Nothing motivates me. Okay, maybe that's what is happening right now in your life. You may feel that way. So here's how we get that person started. This is how we get that person started. As a coach, what we would do at that point is begin to start digging and uncovering. You know, sometimes a coach is like a farmer. You know, you have to dig far enough down in the ground to get to that really, really rich, special soil. So we're going to ask questions. We're going to find out at the heart of this motivation. We're going to try to get to, what does this person really like to do? What do you like doing? You know, everybody likes doing something. Or you could try to figure out what the person is good at. What is the person good at? Now, if a person is good at something, and they're really good at it, more than likely, they may like that if they're really good at it. Now, I'm not talking about they just do it and they're kind of mediocre, but I'm talking about you're really, really, really good at something. That might be a hint that you can get to the bottom of, you know, really bringing out the motivation in that person. But, now here's the thing. There needs to be enough flexibility in your plan to allow that person to do that. And see, some people can't do what they really like to do because of money. Yeah, let me say that again. Some people can't do what they really like to do because of money. So, hence, that person may not feel very motivated often, or their motivation is false, is fake, it's not real. Because reality is that, you know, when you really enjoy doing something, the motivation just comes with ease. You're just able to get up and go do it when you love what you're doing. That's why we teach people, do what you love and the money will come. Because if you love doing something and you love it so well, you're going to do it all the time. You're going to do it with such excellence because you love doing it. You're going to put your heart into it. You're going to stay up late nights researching, doing it over, making sure it's right. Therefore, you become an expert at it, or you become so good at it that people will actually pay you because you're good at it. It's the thing that you can do, and you can do it better than almost anyone else. Or you can do it so well that people will actually pay you to get it done for them. So that's where how that all ties together when we tell people, do what you love. But when you are motivated to do it, so many people, unfortunately, they are not motivated to do what they're doing because they don't really like what they're doing. And they're forcing themselves to want to do it. So we caution people, don't do that. You're going to be unhappy somewhere. It's going to show up. You're going to be angry all the time or bitter, and it could come out so much later in life. That's the real scary thing. I mean, really, a lot of these baby boomers, they better get it together because so many of them just took jobs just for the paycheck, never liked what they did, never enjoyed it, did it for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, and now they're older and they're just a hot mess. So, you know, we got to get something in place to help them, unfortunately. Now, the younger generation, it seems, the 19, 20-year-olds, they're not having that. They know, no. That's why many of them still haven't even gotten jobs yet, because they're like this. We're not going to just do something. Look, Mama, Daddy, Grandma, we saw how y'all were miserable because you had these jobs that you didn't like and you did these things that you didn't really like. So they don't want that. They may not know exactly what they want, but they sure enough know what they don't want. They've had enough misery in their lives that they don't want to spend, you know, the first 20 years might have been a mess. They don't want to spend the next 40, 60 years of their life miserable. So we got to, you know, really get this thing flushed out and try to help them find what they want to do, what they love doing, what they're good at doing, get them motivated. Now, here's the thing I want to say about success. Success is another thing that, okay, for instance, if we were to look at asking people, like right now I could ask all of you, what does success mean to you? You could hear probably so many answers. One lady, I was asking her this question. She thought success meant having a lot of money. Somebody else thought success meant, you know, getting married, having the car, having the house, having the 2.5 children. Somebody else, to them, success means achieving your potential in life. To another person, it means achieving your goals. So, you know, there's all kinds of different definitions out there of success. If you look success up in the dictionary, usually you will come up with a basic definition that success is the achievement of some goal that you set, the achievement of something. That if you were to look it up in the dictionary, you would just get a, you know, a basic definition of that. And so I shared this with some people, and they were shocked because they didn't realize that. So I said, anything that you achieved or accomplished, then you were successful. Because some people are then waiting until they get the house, the money, the this, the that, the certain kind of car, to say that they're successful, when they've missed all these other times in their life when they were successful. And so again, remember I said earlier that achieving success is tied to our self-confidence. That's why you can see some children grow up with this feeling of self-confidence where other kids are not. Because maybe the child who is growing up and not feeling confident about themselves never knew how they would be successful throughout their lives. I think now even like in school they have graduation for like kindergartners. Then you can graduate again once you get to the third grade, going into the fourth, from the sixth grade to the seventh and things like that. And then, you know, at first I was like, okay, isn't that a lot on parents to have to do all this graduation stuff? But now I'm looking at it, you know, that's good because at least this child now has a natural way of feeling confident, has a natural way of feeling that they've made a success. And I know initially they started having eighth grade graduation, they said, because for some kids they never made it to a high school graduation, so at least they had a feeling that they graduated something. But it's sort of the same thing. You have that sense of achievement in something. Because, again, you don't want to go through 30, 40, 50 years of your life feeling that you haven't achieved anything or you haven't been successful. When, in fact, if you just go with the basic Webster definition of success, it's the achievement of some goal or the accomplishment of a thing. The accomplishment of a thing. It doesn't even have to be a goal. For some people, high school was not a goal. It was something they were made to do, go to school, and you didn't have a choice. You achieved it. It wasn't your goal. For some people, it was never their goal. It was just a thing that they did in their household. That's what happened. But certainly, you can achieve a goal, a thing, whatever you want to call it, and you will have success at that. Now, does that mean that you're a failure if you don't? Well, no, you're not a failure. It may mean that you failed at that particular thing. If you were just to look at a basic definition of failure, it's the non-achievement of a thing. But that's okay, because guess what? The truly, truly successful people in terms of great, great, extraordinary success are individuals that have failed at so many things and so many times. In other words, what do we mean by failure? Because I want to make it plain. I don't want people feeling like a failure. You're not a failure. I failed at many things in life. But a failure would be something like where I started this and I didn't finish it. I started a project, but I didn't complete it. Whereas success would mean I started the project and I finished it. Just like at work. At work, you could be put on a project, you could get that project finished, and you feel like a success. Now, some people, they don't like the feeling when they don't finish projects. So I know for me, I don't care for it a lot. So I try not to work on projects that are too long. I like more short tasks. So, you know, I can finish it up, and therefore, that's why I like training. I can start at 9 o'clock in the morning, and if it's a half-day training by 12 noon, we're done. And I feel a sense of completion. For me, a completion is like a sense of success. It's the same thing with writing the book. I said, okay, I start the book, but I need to finish the book. So even before I started the book, I already knew that I was going to finish it. I think that also helps people if they can have a finish thing in their mind, like say, for instance, you're going to go to school. It could be college, it could be high school, whatever. You go in and you say, okay, I'm starting January, whatever, and I'm going to finish. And give yourself a date. Give yourself a date. Make it realistic. Not one of those dates that you cannot achieve. But give yourself a realistic date. If you know it's a two-year degree and it's about 60 credits, add it up, multiply it throughout the year, what have you, and say, okay, I'm going to finish by blah, blah, blah date. And therefore, you can also, that's going to give you a sense of accomplishment because you know you started that something and you also finished it. So motivation, success, self-confidence, they're all tied together. Again, if you're trying to motivate your children And even if it's yourself, you want to get motivated. Remember, motivation is not a one-shot deal. And it's so sad to see people think that they're a failure, and all that happened was that they didn't stay motivated. But we have a caller. We're going to open up the phone lines and let this caller chime in. Good morning, 469 area code. You're on the air. Welcome.
Good morning, Alisa. How are you this morning?
I am great. I'm sorry I didn't see your hand up there. I was on another page. But how are you, Miss Adele Foster?
I am doing wonderful, enjoying your show this morning.
The queen of motivation herself.
Well, you know, Lalisa, I'm listening, and you make a really great point is that your listening audience really need to take heed to and follow everything that you're saying because it's so true. And, you know, one of the things that I found for me, motivation, what drove it for me was passion. And you touched that, doing what you love. Can be the driving force to motivate you to get to the next level of your life. Trust me, that's what I did. And it drove me, and it's still driving me. My passion is driving me. And so I just think you're making really great points and that people should really take heed to that and get motivated. Find something to be motivated about and let that drive them.
You know, I'm so glad that you brought out that word, passion. And, you know, another word very similar to that or close related to it is the word purpose.
Yes, yes.
And sometimes it's hard for to discover. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, a lot of people know their purpose.
Yes, they don't. And that's why we've invited people to the various seminars, whether it be the Got Motivation Then Speak or other seminars. I have a retreat coming up in Maryland. This retreat, we're going to be helping people to releasing your inner power. Retreat is happening in Maryland coming up December 10th, 11th, and 12th. So we'll be away for almost 2 days to help people really dig deep to find their purpose. Sometimes you have to get around other people, Adele, who are purpose. Yes, yes. As you well know, you've got to get around purpose-driven people to find your purpose. If you keep hanging around people who don't care about their purpose, not trying to find it, not interested in even knowing what it is, it's going to be harder.
And, you know, I would suggest anyone listening to the show that they do definitely attend your retreat. I know it's going to be a life-changing event for people who attend. And so I would encourage people to attend it and come out. You know, they will find their purpose. I'm sure they'll find their purpose at your retreat.
Well, I found my purpose, Adele, and I just love the fact that God is just, you know, we're talking about your passion, doing what you love. And we understand that so many people, again, they lack confidence. I've really found that lacking confidence, self-confidence, to be a major key as to why so many people can't find their purpose, can't get motivated, or they get motivated for a short time. They're not able to stay motivated. We have to read those motivation. How many motivational books do you read, Adele?
I can't even begin to tell you how many motivational books that I read. But not just read them. I go back and revisit them over and over and over again. I keep them in my face. Because if not, you know, you talked about a habit. It takes how many days? 28 days?
Yeah, they say 28 days to create a habit.
To create a habit and take that same amount of time to break it down. So you need to keep it up in your face constantly. So I can't even begin to tell you how many books I have up in my home that I'm constantly motivating myself because I want to stay like the energized bunny. I want to keep going and going and going. And that's what those books do for me. The other thing that I have, and I would suggest that people start doing, is I have a vision board. And my vision board is on my bedside table, so I wake up to it, I go to sleep with it, and everything that I want to attract in my life right now is on my vision board.
Amen.
So I would encourage people to, you know, start looking at what is it that I wanted, and get a board and start putting that stuff that you want to attract into your life on your vision board. It works. I see it working. Lisa, I know you probably have one as well, and you're seeing the things that you're speaking are actually coming to fruition for yourself.
Oh, they are coming in record number, and I'm going to open up this other caller, so stay right there, Dale. Don't go away. We have another caller. Welcome to the Code to Lisa show. You're on the air, caller 216 area code.
Good morning, Lily.
Good morning.
This is Denise Jenkins from the Sanctuary CDC. And
good morning. Welcome.
Builders. I just wanted to just buzz, and I've been listening to you guys. And I just wanted to say just hello. That's all. I'm just a student of listening and learning this morning. I got up, and I said, let me get busy on that path to success. And Adele, I love the idea of the vision board. Oh, my God, that is so wonderful. Because we have to keep our visions in front of us at all times.
Absolutely.
So, that is wonderful.
Okay, well, you all heard that was Denise, and she's in Cleveland, Ohio. We're going to actually be bringing her on the show again at another time, and she's going to tell us a lot about what she's doing. I put her phone back on mute so we can continue talking. As she said, she just wanted to say hello. But here is a woman that is, listen, talking about motivated. Here's a woman that has her, you know, she has her own company, Legacy Builder, but she has her initial company, The Sanctuary, CEC. It's a Christian entertainment complex. And she puts together all types of events that are Christian-based, wholesome for your family. She's put together concerts. Some of you have heard of Helen Baylor. She has that powerful testimony. She brought her in, and thousands of people were there. She held a prayer breakfast for women, and there was close to 1,000 women at that event. That was a few years back, and that's how I actually met her back in 2004. We've been friends since that time period, 6 years now. It's so hard to believe that that kind of time has gone by. But we met in November of 2003, so actually 7 years. We met in New York at a hotel. I was at a Toastmasters event because that's when Toastmasters used to hold their fall conference in New York. We don't do that any longer because the district split. The District 46 was New York and New Jersey, and that's how I met her there. But she was there on a whole other occasion, and we met. But I'll say all that to say, so she has this company, and now she has her own office where she holds seminars. She does small business development training for people who want to own their own businesses or have their own businesses, all kinds of training. She has an awesome website, Legacy Builders, and she's doing so much. She has a huge domestic violence and abuse awareness program, Beyond Abuse. She just had a big conference in October, but that's the one I was telling you about, Adele, that we said we're coming to Cleveland with that motivation week.
Yes, we are. So, Denise, get ready because I need you to get in contact with me and so we can put this together and bring God motivation and speak there because what you're doing is awesome and we need to impact the lives of other people. I think that's so important. If we can make a difference in one person's life, then our job is done. That's just the way I see it. And it takes a village to do that. So we need to come together as a village to make that happen, to drive people to their passion and their purpose and show them that they are motivated. The motivation is inside of them, and if we can bring that to them and bring it out of them, that would make a big difference in the world. Don't you agree, Louisa?
Oh, I so totally agree. And we have in the chat room, we have Coach K, we have Hypno Solutions, we have Ms. Kiva in the chat room chatting it up, and we thank them for being with us. And if you have any comments on motivation and success, we want to today really let people know that you can achieve success. You need to be motivated to finish what you start. Because, again, I've been there where I got started, had the motivation to get started, but didn't quite keep it going long enough to create that habit, but didn't stay motivated to keep the habit going, you see. You still got to be motivated. Motivation is a daily thing. Every day. Yes. So whether you're tuning in to the Coach Louisa Show, that's just a tip of the iceberg. You still want to then be reading. You want to feed yourself on motivation. You may read scriptures from the Bible. You may be reading something else. You need to be feeding your mind with positive affirmation. And remember, motivation is about a direction. It's about going somewhere. It's about where you're headed. And so motivation is that force that directs you. So therefore, let's say, what motivates you? What motivates me, let's just say, to get up and do this show every morning, Monday through Friday? What motivates me to get out of my bed and buy something to do this? Well, I'm motivated to help somebody. That's what motivates me. Now, when I go to my job, it's similar. When I leave and then go there, it's the same kind of thing. Is that you're going there to help someone. You may go there to help your boss. You may go there. Maybe you like helping that particular company. Some people do. Some people are motivated to go to work because they love what they do. Some people are motivated to go to work because they love what the paycheck will do for them. These are all kind of ways. You know, what's going to cause you to be motivated? Now, for the people who lack motivation, they say, I'm not motivated. I can't get motivated. Well, give me that person for a while, a day or two. I will help them get motivated. That's part of what I do as a coach. I will help them get motivated. However, like Adele said, you must follow the instructions. I can't come into your life and discover and help you find what motivates you, and then you walk off into the sunset and never apply it. It won't work like that. It won't work like that. So at some point, you have to come get down to the nitty-gritty and say, I have to be obedient. I have to follow the instructions. If we tell you what's going to motivate you is to read books on a daily basis, 10 minutes a day, of some motivational message, whether it be Stephen Covey, Les Brown, Zig Ziglar, all the different motivational speakers out there. It could be my book, it could be Adele's book, it could be this or that. But if you won't do it, you're not going to have it. It's just that simple. You know, somebody once said, it doesn't take all that. Well, then you won't have all this. You won't be motivated every day. You won't be motivated to start that business and to finish it. Make it a start it. It's easy sometimes to get things started, but how do you keep it going? See, that's the key. Remember we said motivation is like taking a bath. You do it every day.
You know, Lalisa, I want to make one comment, and I want to say to tell your listening audience, start celebrating yourself. Even those little things that you accomplish, whatever you accomplish today, celebrate it. Celebrate the fact that you made that one accomplishment. It might seem very little to you, or you might think, oh, somebody might think this is so small or minute, but celebrate it. Make it bigger than life, because the more you celebrate your accomplishments, the better you'll feel about yourself.
Yeah, Yeah, that is so true. That's what, yeah, that's what I had to do. And that's what we were saying earlier is that, and, you know, one basic definition of success is the achievement of something. So if you take the, you know, even if you have to take yourself out to dinner to celebrate. I know when I was working on my associate degree and on up, I would celebrate at the end of every semester. Sometimes when I got a good grade on a test, I would go and celebrate. Something small, just you're celebrating the achievement. And that's where you get the self-confidence.
Absolutely. It's built up 150%.
Yeah, it's, your self-confidence is built up, and as you get more confident, then you're more able to look at, well, what really motivates me? What really motivates you? Like, I'm helping this young lady who really thought that she just had no success in life. And I won't call her name, but, you know, I'm helping her, and she felt she had no success in life, and she felt that she just wasn't motivated.
Wow.
And I, yeah, yeah. So it was, you know, but I didn't panic because as a life coach, as a success coach, I'm not going to panic. I mean, for me to panic would be like a heart surgeon panicking when somebody comes to the hospital with a heart problem. Now, a dentist may panic because if a person comes to them with a heart problem, but a heart surgeon's not going to panic because that's what they've been trained to do.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not going to, right, you've been trained to do that. We don't panic. So I don't panic when I see a person, they could be in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, it doesn't matter to me, and they say that they're not motivated and they don't feel they have any success in life. Well, first of all, because I understand the real meaning of success, so I can take you all the way back to, well, you were a baby, did you learn how to walk? Well, you were successful at that. Okay, did you learn how to, you know, ride a bike? Well, you were successful. So anything that you didn't know how to do, that you did, then that was a, that's a success. Because remember, it's the accomplishment of a thing or a goal. Some people have a goal to say, let's say, that's why in Weight Watchers and programs like that, you've noticed they make the weight loss goals small. Your overall goal, sure, you may say, I want to lose 100 pounds. But they don't, but that's not where they take you on a daily basis. They start with, okay, 100 pounds over what? 6 weeks, 6 months, a year? And then they break it down into these little smaller goals. So that's that, you know, so we say, okay, you don't feel you're a success. Well, okay, let's look at, do you know what success is? Oh, yeah, success is this, this, and that. No, success is achievement of something. So let's look at the things you've achieved over your lifetime. I can guarantee whoever you are, you've achieved much. You just never thought of it as of that being your success. Because people think success is a destination. They don't realize it's a journey. That's the first thing people, you know what I mean? Keep that in the forefront of your mind always. Write that down somewhere. Success is not a destination. You don't end up, you don't get success and that's, I'm done. Success in life because, you know, it's a journey. It's ongoing. It's a constant thing that you've achieved. That is what success is. And then motivation is what helped you achieve the thing. So what motivated you to get up even in the morning? So what we do next is then we try to help the person find out either what you love doing or what you're very good at. And I said very good. Not just good, but very good. In other words, we look at your strengths. So for me, it was talking. That's my strength. It may not be, let's just say, oh, okay, I can't think of some. There's a lot of, I can't think of anybody in my family because in my family, all of us, that's our strength. My mother had 7 children, and all 7 of her children had that same strength. Well, because that was the strength of both my mother and my father. So we're all good at that. But if I was to pick another person in their family and say, you know, let's just say Betty, and I'll make believe Betty, that's not Betty's strength, okay? But Betty's strength might be reading. It might be writing. So I may say to Betty, Betty, did you try writing anything? Well, what? Well, Betty may think that the only thing that she should be writing is a book. She may may not want to write a book. So I said, but Betty, there are other things to write. There are articles that are shorter. There's press releases. Now with blogging, you can write a blog that could only be, sometimes blogs are one paragraph of three or four sentences. So, you know, you got to find out what's your strength or what you're very, very good at. Because if you're good, because that's the trick. If you're very, very good, that's the secret. If you're very, very good at it, it's your strength. Some people, I remember a guy growing up, his strength was running. Ran. You know, so you got to find your strength. Now, unfortunately, for some people, I shouldn't say unfortunately, but for some people, they have not attached a love or a desire or a passion, Adele, to the thing that is their strength.
Well, at least I
you know
think,
what I mean?
Yeah.
And
that's because they really don't see their strength. You know, most of them fall to say, I'm just this. And that I'm just this is something someone else told them that they were. And so they don't uncover who they really are because they base their strength or their talents based on what somebody else say that they are. And I always like to ask the question, who do you say that you are? Because when you figure that out, you can get wings and fly like an eagle.
Yeah, and now Coach K, I just got to go back to the chat room for a minute.
Okay.
Coach K, he has said that not all motivation, and that's good what you were saying, Adele. You're absolutely right. That is so true, and I'm glad you brought that out. But he says not all motivation is good because sometimes it involves doing things you don't want. Now, here's the thing. You're right. Certainly robbing a bank, a person could be motivated to do that, and they accomplish it. But it may not be good later on because now they spent 30 years behind bars. But no, he's not talking about that sense, but that was something I read somewhere. But he says, for example, motivating yourself to wake up so you can go to that 9-to-5 that you hate. Yeah, that kind of motivation would be bad, Coach K. And that's what we were talking about earlier in the show, is how some people are on these jobs that they hate because they lack. Sometimes they lack, they're fearful of what others would think about them, or they lack the thing that they don't either know what they really love to do, or they don't know how to let the thing that they love to do generate income for them. And
well,
that's where I've found a lot of people to be, Adele.
Yeah, some people just have not found themselves. And yeah, I've met those people who are not motivated to be on their job, but I've also shared with them to embrace that because look at it in another light. It's only temporary. It's only temporary until you get to where you want to go. So embrace it for the moment. You don't have to be there forever. You know, it's all in perception. How do we perceive it? Yeah, I hate my job. I've been on those jobs where, oh, my God, I don't want to be on this job. But I embraced it because I knew, I told myself it was only for the moment. And sometimes that's how we have to look at things. You know, some people look at me and go, oh, my God, you're so positive. But I try to take that is negative, turn it into the positive, and I make myself, and I do this. I'm not saying that everybody should do this. You have to do what you're comfortable with. But take that, turn it to a positive, embrace it, because eventually the universe will move you from that you don't like. You don't have to say to the universe, I don't like this. But do it for the moment. It's temporary. There's a lesson there. Learn the lesson. The universe will move you on. Most people may not even agree with that. But that's just my perception. That's the way I see it. If we can embrace that thing that we don't like, we can move to the thing that we do like, that we do want to have in our life. And Lalisa, I don't know how our listeners may feel about that, but it's just something to think about. Give them something to think about.
Mm-hmm. And here's what I would like to ask you this question. I would like to ask each and every person that is tuned in to this show through the archive chat room or even on the switchboard, I would like to know, or however you're listening, iPods and different things, I want to know what's the thing that you love doing? What do you love? Now, again, you get out the sheet of paper and you can make, you know, a column. You can make a T. Put on one side the things you're doing and the things you love doing. And all I'm saying is, like what you're saying, Dale, you may be on any kind of particular job. Some people, unfortunately, because they have never sat down and written down what it is that they love doing, they almost really don't know what they love doing. And so they are kind of forced into just doing something that they can do, that they're allowed to do, or doing that is open to them. And therefore, they can sometimes, frustration and the lack of motivation can eventually set in. But if you, what is it that you love doing? If you don't have a thing yet, maybe you haven't yet discovered what you just love doing. But you, let's say you have. I want to know, are you doing it? And if you're doing it, great, wonderful. But if you're not doing it, why not? If you're not doing it, why not? If you are doing it, we want to encourage you to help others around you also who may be in jeopardy of being unhappy some years later in their life because they never got a chance to really do what they love doing. Or here's another thing, if you hear people always complaining about their life and what they're doing, this is a time to start asking them, well, what would you rather be doing? People are always coming, complaining about their job and the work at the job. So what would you rather do? If you had your druthers, what would you be doing? And how would you do it? I found that a lot of people, that's how they started their own business. They didn't necessarily even hate what they were doing at the job. They just like to be in charge of things. They want to make decisions their way. They want to organize and control and maintain their way. Fine. Any business, any company you work for, you can go start a business either doing that or being a supplier in that field. Maybe you work at, you know, the gas and electric company, or maybe you can't go and start your own gas and electric company, but maybe you can supply a product to the gas and or materials or something, some way that you can still stay engaged in that area if that's the area that you love. But here's the thing. It's about being happy. It's about, because what's the sense, you know, you're not going to consider yourself successful if you're not really happy. So you want to be happy. You want to be successful in life. You want to achieve success, I should say, because, again, success comes over and over and over and over. It's not a destination. You achieve success in one area, guess what? Like Adele, now you achieved great success January 13th. But you didn't stop there and say, "Woo, boy, I'm successful now." You didn't say, "Woo, hey, Rutgers University, we successful, we got this done." No, that was great. Yes, you achieved that. That was successful. But you're already on to the next thing.
Absolutely. You know, I would encourage individuals, and you guys may want to write this down, but once you make that first achievement, ask yourself, what's next? Because there's a big world out there, so your neck is there waiting for you. You just have to go after it.
And don't be afraid to ask for help. That's why we're here. You know, I don't have the title Coach and Elisa for it because it's cute. Not there because it's cute. I want to coach you to have all that you want. I want to do this. This is what I live to do, y'all. And I have to admit, underutilized. I need people to employ my services.
We have a call.
Yes. Yes, we're going to take your message in a minute, Adele. Yes, caller 973, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning, Postal Lisa. This is Team Elaine. How are you?
We're great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hi, Adele. How are you?
I'm doing great, Tina. How are you?
I'm good. This is a great topic when you were talking about motivators as it connects to, like, this different people values, whether it's intrinsic or extrinsic values. Even the definition of success, what I've learned, and I'm still learning, that sometimes an individual does not accomplish their success, but when they get close to actually achieving their goal or their task, they become so nervous that they actually stop the process. So some people don't even visualize them being successful in whatever they want to do, whatever they love or desire. So soon they come to the point where they're about to accomplish it, they stop. And it's basically just called fear.
Well, ladies, guess what? On that note, we're gonna have to continue this for tomorrow. Because guess what? It's 8 o'clock already. I tell you, I don't know where the time goes, but it just flies by. So make sure you all, thank you so much for Tina. That's very, please write that down, because tomorrow, day two, we're going to pick back up with motivation, intrinsic values, extrinsic success, and the fear of success. We're going to talk about that. So tomorrow, tune back in, everybody. The fear of success versus the fear of failure, because sometimes people get the two mixed up. So we're going to break that down for you tomorrow. Thank you, Ms. Tina, for calling in. Thank you, Denise Jenkins, for your comments. Thank you, Ms. Adele, for getting up. I know you're a whole hour ahead of us down there, so it's real early there for you.
Yes, it is. But you know what? I look so forward to your show, Lalisa. You just don't know. It motivates me.
Well, that's what we said. Motivation is a daily thing for all of us. All of us. It's hard to explain, but again, motivation, you know why? Because it's not long-lasting. You know, you have to get it every day. It's like a bath. Again, you know, it feels good while you're in there, but you got to do it again the next day. So that's part of the secret to motivation. It's a daily thing. So I think God said it. I think he calls it daily bread.
Yes, and that's what we have to have. We need to feed ourselves daily.
Yes. So we appreciate Coach K and Kiva and them in the chat room and Hypno Solutions. We appreciate you tuning into the show. But they can't hear us now because we stopped streaming. So it's been great. It's been real. And we will see you back here tomorrow. Everybody go and have a positive, motivating day. Don't forget to write down what it is you're good at, what it is you want to do, what you think is stopping you, and what really is stopping you, so we can talk about it tomorrow. All right, everybody? Keep it real.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. We hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. We are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.